This is Dewdrop Whispers. Hey, how you been? I'm glad that you're here. Or, well, here to listen to me, that is. I'm really glad to be able to talk to you. I'm not sure what's going on in your current life, but hopefully all is well. Even if things haven't been going as planned, just remember, life is filled with ups and downs. We just gotta keep going and see through it all. But for the time being, I just wanted to lay some wisdom on you. I know. What can a stranger like me say that you haven't heard before? Well, it doesn't hurt to have someone who sympathizes with you, right? Just having that someone can make a huge difference. But often, we want to hear things that we normally never hear. And sometimes, we don't have the luxury nor the people to talk about it. Our fears, our insecurities, our very perception of the world can sometimes be too much for us to handle. And that's why I'm here. As you can tell from the title, I just wanted you to know that even if you're feeling out of place currently in your life, then your feelings are justified. You're not the only one feeling out of place either. Most of the time, it just feels like we wander through life not knowing our destination. That being said, you may be forcing yourself to be a part of something that you don't really like, or trying to fit into a certain crowd. And I understand that. We all fear being alone, often remedying it with false personas just to fit in. We all yearn for someone to be by our side because humanity craves attention and acceptance, to the point that you hesitate from connecting with people because you fear they'll reject you for being weird or having different interests. People shouldn't judge, but we judge anyway. Humanity is imperfect, and we should just accept that. There are even cases where you feel too scared to share your interests to those close to you because you're afraid of what they'll think about you. But we should accept our odd quirks and interests because that's just who we are. You are only human. No one expects you to be perfect. But if there are people in your life that think that way, I hope their socks get wet and they trip on a pebble. In all seriousness, you shouldn't give a shit about what people think about you. Normal is an illusion. What is normal for the spider is chaos to the fly. That's a little wisdom from Charles Adams that might be kind of confusing, but basically, you do you, love. Just do what makes you happy. Whether it be collecting various things, watching mukbangs, or even listening to audios such as these. Whatever isn't normal for them may be perfectly normal for you. Eventually, you'll find a bunch of people who enjoy the same things you do. Just don't change your interests and hobbies because someone doesn't agree with them or they think it's weird. Because that's not true. It's completely okay to be a little weird. That's right. Being weird is completely fine because everyone is into something. It'd honestly be boring if everyone was normal. Just imagine if everyone liked the same thing. Then there would be no such thing as innovation. Music, food, even these audios. They would all be boring. Seriously, who cares if a group of people think your hobbies or interests don't align with what they're into? They enjoy what they want to enjoy, and you enjoy what you want to enjoy. Just because they don't like what you like doesn't disparage or reduce its worth. Often at times, pursuing these interests can spark something amazing, and haters will come and go. But you should use it as motivation to prove them wrong. Your happiness will outshine all the hate. And eventually, throughout your life, you'll meet a bunch of other interesting weirdos. They'll all come and go as well. And sometimes They might even stay because they like your company. That wonderful moment when you meet a bunch of other weirdos that like the same things that you like, it will be pure bliss. Not only would you make new friends, you'll eventually become something like a family. And those are the groups of people that would stand by your side forever. So trust me, there's nothing wrong with being weird. Just remember to be yourself, and as long as your heart's in the right place, everything will work out.